Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Samach Hei in Meseches Gittin. I'm Zelchet to learn this with you. Meir HaKodesh Yerushalayim. We are going to pick up four lines from the top on Samach Hei Amid Aleph. That's going to be continuing to analyze the halachos of an individual who is a minor but has certain intellectual capabilities, what he can acquire for himself and what he can be makne to others, as well as what others can be zoche for him on his behalf, pick up and be mezake to him. Then our Mishnah is going to discuss a ketana who is accepting her get. The Gemara will analyze the lashonos of the Mishnah, and then we will continue with the topic of a shliach laholacha. If a woman instructs a shliach to be a shliach laholacha, and she's married to a kohen, up until what point can she eat truma? Going on to Amud Beis, we are going to discuss shlichus in regards to general concepts in Shas. For example, hafroshas trumos and maestros, and a shliach that's made for an eruv. Then we will have a new mishnah. We have quite a few mishnayos on today's daf, which will talk about the perspective of a husband sending a get, and that is if a husband formulates it in interesting terms, like kisvui geres, write her a letter, and it seems as intention is a get, that the word igeres at times could mean a get. And we will discuss other lashonos in the Gemara of expressions that the Gemara tells us are also expressions of a divorce, like hotzi'uha. We will see more in the Gemara. That'll be Be'ezer Hashem, today's daf. We will pick up with Masiv Rav Avya. Four lines from the top of Samach Hei Amid Aleph. In order to know what Rav Avya is asking about, we need to review something from yesterday's daf that was 10 lines from the bottom. The Gemara quoted the opinion of Rabbi Asi, who disagrees with Shmuel and Rav Chisda. And that is in regards to the phenomenon of Tzror Vizarkoi Eges V'Noitloi. The phenomenon of Tzror Vizarkoi Eges V'Noitloi is referring to a minor, that when you give him something, his reaction is one that shows intelligence and understanding that there are some things that have value and some things that don't. If you give him a pebble, he gets rid of it. If you give him a nut, then he takes it. The opinion of Rabbi Asi, if you have a minor who's already at that stage of development, so the halacha is that he could be zocha for himself and not be zocha for others. What that means is that if you give him the nut, he's kona it. However, if you give it to him to be kona on behalf of somebody else, so then the halacha is that the individual is not kona. If he's reached a more advanced level, which is referred to in the Gemara, chofetz umachziroi la'achar shah, if you give him an object and then you ask it back from him after an hour and he returns it, in other words, he understands that not everything you lend him belongs to him, so then he's on a third level, he's zocha la'atzmo, and he could be zocha for acheru. Rav Chisda is in disagreement. Shmuel, as explained by Rav Chisda, disagrees and says, zocha la'atzmo ve'ein zocha la'acheru. To put it succinctly, according to Rav Chisda, a katan cannot be zoche for someone else. He cannot acquire on behalf of somebody else. Picks up our Gemara, four lines on the top of Samach Hei Amid Aleph, must Rav Avya. Rav Avya, the Amora, asked the following question on Shmuel and Rav Chisda. Marimin al Maiser Sheni. There is a way in which one can do a trick in terms of Maiser Sheni. Maiser Sheni, of course, is a Maiser of the first, second, fourth, and fifth year that a person brings to Yerushalayim and eats it there. When a person wants to schlep all his fruits, if he can, and it won't be damaged, then what he does is he simply takes his fruits and Maiser and brings it here to Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh to eat. If, however, there are so much fruits that it's hard for him, so then he transfers its value on to money, and then he redeems the fruits onto the money. The halacha is that when you're poda meiser sheni, he needs to add a fifth. The Mishnah meiser sheni, Perek Dalet Mishnah Dalet, describes a time in which he can get out of the fifth. Marimin al meiser sheni, he could create a harama, a trick. Ketzad, what's that case? Oimer adam lebnoi ubito yehagdoilim la'avdo yushiv chasai ha'ivrim. If he says to his children or to his servants, halachem maos halalu, I'm giving you this money, updu ben meiser sheni, so that, and you will redeem the meiser sheni. Now, in such a case, the halacha is that if somebody redeems the meiser sheni of someone else, then a fifth is not necessary. Rashi spells this out in the second line from the top. And therefore, the halacha is that if he gives it to his children, or his eved or shivcha to redeem, there's no need for mechomesh. He pulled a fast one. He pulled a harama. It's a trick. Ma'arimin. That's what the Mishnah in Meiser Sheni says. Obviously, Chazal are not going to be too fond of someone who pulls out that harama, but that's the basic halacha. So, upduba and Meiser Sheni zev oichel b'loi chomesh. We could read it with the parentheses. Says Gemara, hay shivcha yichidami. What exactly is the status of the shivcha? Idas yoshtei saros. If she is a girl who's no longer a ketana, a gedola, so then in such case, my boy gabe, she goes free. Notice, we might have glossed over this, but the words of the Mishnah in Meiser Sheni is v'shivchaso ha'ivrim. This is what we call an ama ivriya. We learned in Parshas Mishpatim that when she becomes a gedola, she goes free. So it must be that she's not a gdola ketana. Elav de lo asyishtei saros. And what do we see? We see that the halacha is that she's able to be mizake for her baal. She's able to do something for her baal, and that falls into the category of zoche la'acherim that Rav Chisda seemed to reject. Question mark. And for daily Gemara, Hachamayaskinan, what's our case? B'meiser b'zman hazeh d'rabbanu. We're talking about meiser that's only today a chiyuv midrabbanan. Unfortunately, we don't even do that in d'rabbanan today. How beautiful it will be that when you come to flood the streets of Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh b'simcha, without pushing, with joy. The description of the Mishnayos and Bikurim of how everybody came towards Yerushalayim and also to redeem their Meiser Sheni. Halavai, we should be zocha to see that with our eyes. So, Hachabai Skim and Meiser Bizman Azed Rabbanan, that it's only a Chiyuv Meiser Mid Rabbanan. The Gemara is going to explain how we're going to have a maidservant Bizman Hazeh. However, Meiser Sheni is only midrabanan bizman hazeh due to the fact that some of you that are listening are missing. Yes, the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Chavav in Hilchos Trumas describes that there isn't truma bizman hazeh because there isn't bias kulchem, that all of you have not come to Eretz Yisrael, and trumas and maisros, the Rambam adds, the same he believes applies to maisros as well, only exist is only a chiyuv if there is all of Klal Yisrael comes to Eretz Yisrael. Now, there is a big discussion of Poskim, what qualifies Bias Kulchem, but that's the reason, according to the Rama, that the Gemara says, Maisim Ma'azman says the Rabbanan. Asks the Gemara, if you're going to say that the case was talking Bizman Hazeh in the Mishnah Maisris, in Maisir Sheni Perek Dal, Mishnah Dalet, Va'am of Riyah, Bizman Hazeh, Mi'ika, but do you have a maidservant altogether? To Tongue and Cheek, Abraham Lincoln, who was a great president, freed the slaves. Vatanya, but not because of Abe Lincoln. Ain Eved Ivri noig el bezman shiyovel noig. The halacha of Eved Ivri and Am Livriya only applies during when there is a chiyuv of Yovel. Yovel is missing today because of something else over here in Eretz Yisrael that's missing. I'm looking out to the Kosel Hamaravi from what was once known as that Idra building, which is now the building of Netiv Aryeh, and to the right of where I'm facing, is the southern wall. Many of you have heard of the southern wall excavations. And they have excavated, and you could see the steps that lead up to the Har HaBayis, where most of Klal Yisrael used to come. From the south, most of the Jews lived in what's now the Arab town Silwan, although there are Baruch Hashem Jews who are legally buying land from Arabs over here. And slowly, Ir David is becoming more and more populated with some very brave Jews. And the Jews would come, most of them lived in the south. What's today the Jewish quarter was where the wealthy Jews, most Jews are not the wealthy ones, those are a few who are lucky, and the majority of the population lived towards the lower southern side, and they would come up to the Beis HaMikdash through the southern side, and the Sanhedrin used to sit over there. And the Sanhedrin no longer sits over there. Sanhedrin proclaims Yovel. And unfortunately, since we don't have a Sanhedrin to proclaim Yovel and do many other important functions that we're missing today, so the halacha is that there's no Eved Ivri and Amo Ivriya. So the Gemara says, V'atanya, ain't Eved Ivri, no, it's Man Sheyovel Noik. Ela, so the Gemara gives a different teretz. We're not talking about Maisa Midrabanan, but rather that Mishnah is talking, it's quite of what we call an Ukimta, quite a suggestion. Ela Ba'atzit She'ena Nakuv. We have to say we're talking about fruits that grew in a flower pot. Actually, you might hear the call, the Arab call for prayer coming from Silwan right now that we described. Ela, we're talking about a flower pot that does not have a hole, where the chiyuv of maisris, there it goes again, where the chiyuv of maisris is only midrabanan. So therefore, the Mishnah that we had in maisris is a case of a chiyuv midrabanan. Since it's a din derabanan, then Rav Chisda will say that we will be lenient and we will allow a minor to redeem, but in general, a minor will not be able to be mezake acherim. Rava now summarizes the above sugya about what a katan can be kone in the following way. Amar Rava gimel midos bekatan. There are three characteristics, in other words, three halachic properties by a katan. Tzrar vizarkoi eges v'noitloi. If he's able to differentiate between a flint and a nut, that if you give him a flint, he throws it away. And he understands to take a nut. Zochel atzmo vein zochel acherim. Then he could be Zocha on his own behalf, but not for others. By the way, we never explained the rationale for this category. If he's already able to differentiate the value of objects, then he's able to be Kone. To have an understanding that he's being Kone on behalf of somebody else, that requires a higher level of Das. Ukenegdon, and parallel to that, Biktana Miskadeshes Limiun. When it comes to a Ktana who's that age, that she's Tzrar Vizarka Eges Venota, so then you could be Mekadesher, Ruven could be Mekadesher, and she would be subject to Miun, and that is that if she no longer wants to be married to this fellow, when she becomes of age, then she could be Memayin and reject the marriage. Hapu'utos, a higher age, there, the Mishnah, Rashi tells us earlier, Adaf Nun Tes Amid Aleph had told us, that they could be involved in Mekach u'Memkar. So we learned in the Mishnah, Pu'utas Mekon Mekach, they could sell u'Memkar Memkar. They could buy and they could sell b'metaltlin. U'kenegdan, in parallel to the age of Pu'utas, which is a older age, when it comes to a ktana miskareshes bikdushei avia, she could already get divorced if her father married her off. She could be mekabel her own get. Higiu leonas nidarim. If they've already reached the age of nidarim, which the Mishnah in Nida tells us that is 1 year below puberty, that means a girl the age of 11 and a boy the age of 12. Rashi quotes that. Hiyula onas nedarim nedrein neder. Their neder is a valid neder. Vekdesh and hekdesh, they can consecrate their objects that we learned earlier that at even a younger age they could acquire. Ukenegdon biktana choletzes. And if the girl is the age of 11, then if she falls to yibum, in other words, she was married to someone whom died without having children, then the brother would do chalitza with the wife who is a ketana of the age of 11. The halacha there is that the only woman that could do yibum is a woman who is a gedola. So she's not in the parasha of gedola, but she is in the parasha of ketana. Because halacha is, as Rashi describes in Dibur Maskil Choletzes, that it says ish, and the Gemara darshins that not only is the miyabein have to be an ish, but the Gemara in Yevamos tells us also the woman has to be an isha, has to be of age. Therefore, chalitza is done at age 11, but not yibum. V'limkor b'nichsei aviv ad sheyehei ben esrim. And the halacha is, when it comes to selling land of one's father, there we don't follow the age of 13 to be of coming of age. However, you need to be the age of 20. The Ran explains that the Chacham were concerned that an orphan would accept an unfairly low price for his father's estate, since he had inherited and not pay for it, and therefore there was a takana midrabanan that a child cannot sell their father's estate until the age of 20. The Mishnah continues, Kitana Shamra Iskabel Li Giti. If a ketana asks the shliach to be mekabel get on her behalf. Now normally, when you make a shliach lekabala, when a woman makes a shliach lekabala, then the moment that the get reaches the hand of the shliach, she is the divorced. However, ain't no get. In this case, it's not a get. Ad shiagia get liyada. Until the get reaches her hand. In other words, she's not capable of appointing a shliach lekabala, and therefore the halacha is the get needs to reach her hand. Lefichim ratza balach so yachzar. Because in this case, the shliach is not really a shliach lekabala, then the baal could back out until it reaches her hand. Why is it that the ketana cannot make a shliach lekabala? Shein katan osa shliach, because a katan cannot make a shliach. Vim amar lo avia. And if her father says to the husband, says to shliach, excuse me, tzevis kabel libiti gita, so the father has the ability to mekabel the get on behalf of his daughter who's a ketana. And therefore he appoints the shliach lekabala. Imratza lachzar lo yachzar, once it reaches that shliach, then the get takes effect and the husband can't back out. Ha'omer ten gets a liishti, b'makom ploni. If Reuven tells Shimon the shliach to bring a get to his wife and put it in a particular place, and he puts it in another place, then posel. It's not a good get because he didn't do the ratzon of the baal. Harei b'makom ploni v'nasnu la b'makom acher. If he tells Shimon, you could find my wife in place X, and he ends up giving it to her in place Y, kosher. Then he wasn't telling Reuven wasn't telling Shimon that he wants the get to be given in place X. He's just telling her the normal place where he could find the wife. Ha'isha sha'amra eskabali giti makum ploni. If a woman tells a shliach lekabala that she wants her get accepted in a particular place, v'kiblulav makum acher, possible, and if he accepts in another place, then it's going to be possible. Rabbi Lazar machshir. Rabbi Lazar, for some reason, says it's kosher, even though it sounds like we learned earlier. If the person is backbid, then you have to follow their request. Haveli giti mimakom ploni. If the request is that the get should be brought from a particular place, by the way, the Gemara will explain shitas Rabbi Eliezer. Vaviu lo mimakom acher. So when the woman asks for her get to be brought, and it's brought from another place, she says, you could find it from my husband in a particular place, and bring it to me, and it's brought from a different place, then the halacha is that it's kosher. Again, the woman was just giving a mara makom, a place where she wanted, like the case in where the husband says you could find her there, and she isn't particularly insisting or requesting that the get be given in that particular place.
The Gemara analyzes the Shita of Rabbi Elazar. We learned that if a woman says, Skaba li giti mimakum ploni, she asks particularly for the get to be accepted in a particular place, then in such a case, if the Shliach Kabbal does not accept it there, it's going to be possible. Rabbi Elazar is a little bit of a chiddush. Rabbi Elazar says it's kosher. Asks the Gemara of Rabbi Elazar, Maishna Reisha de lo pligi. In the Reisha, we said that if the husband says, give the get to my wife in a particular place, and the shliach doesn't do that, so then everybody agrees it's possible. So Maishna Reisha, why is it that in the Reisha, Rabbi Elazar goes along with the fact it's possible? Here, when the woman makes a similar request, he says it's kosher, de lo palig, u Maishna Seifa de palig. Why is it that in the Seifa he disagrees? Says the Gemara, Ihu dimidaiti migrish kapit. When the husband divorces, so since gerushin takes place through the das of the husband, we know that min haTorah gerushin can take place bal karcha. So then his hakpeda is significant. I de bal karcha miskareshes, but she who gets divorced against her will, mara makom hi lo. That's where we got this expression from. She is only giving him a maramakum. We continue with the next Mishnah, 9 lines from the bottom. Haveli Giti. The moment in which a woman asks for a shliach lahava, that is, of course, the shliach that brings her the get, for the get to be brought to her, Ocheles betruma, she could still eat truma, Achet yagia get liyada, until the get actually reaches her hand. The fact that she appointed a shliach lahava, if she's married to a kohen, does not render her no longer married to be able to eat truma. However, of course, once the get reaches her hand, then definitely she won't be able to eat truma. The Mishnah, though, adds another wrinkle. Hiskaba li giti. If she asks for her get to be accepted, for her shliach lekabala, then asura lechol truma miyad. Even before the shliach reaches the hand of the get, reaches the hand of the shliach, she's automatically usher to eat truma. Hiskabel ligiti b'makom ploni. What if there's a third option? She asks for a shliach likabala to accept the get in a particular place. So then it's different than a regular shliach likabala. A regular shliach likabala, once she appoints the shliach likabala, she can't eat truma. The Gemara will elaborate a little bit on that reason. However, if she says particularly b'makom ploni, then the divorce is not entirely in motion from her perspective, because she still insisted that be in a particular place. So then, ocheles b'truma achigia get lo samakom, until the get reaches that point, that place, there's no longer that she'll be able to be divorced. Rabbi Eliezer osa miyad. Rabbi Eliezer says that she is prohibited immediately. In other words, there's no difference, according to Rabbi Eliezer, between appointing a shliach lekabala stam or a shliach lekabala to accept it in a particular place. Rashi explains 3 lines before the wide, Rabbi Elazar letamei demachshir kishikiblu b'makom acher, demaremakom hilo. Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion we learned in the previous Mishnah that a woman has no right to be makbid in a particular place, that the get be given a particular place, and all that she is doing is giving a suggestion, maramakom milo. So that's Rabbi Elazar's rationale. Saying b'makom ploni is no different than the regular halacha of iskabali giti, and in terms of the iskabali giti, so then there everybody agrees that once she says iskabali giti, then she can no longer eat truma. Asks the Gemara, Vigita mia have. The Gemara is going to ask on the Tanakama of the Seifa about the case of iskabali giti b'makom ploni. So then, in such a case, once the get reached that particular place, then automatically she can no longer eat truma. The mashmos is that even if the get wasn't accepted in that particular place, asks the Gemara, Vahamrit Reisha lo avigita. But in the Mishnah above, the Tanakhama says that if the woman sends a
shliach, to be mekabel the get in a particular place, so then the halacha is that she's not divorced until the shliach is mekabel it in that particular place. And our mission is mashma, that as long as the get passed through that place, that would be enough. Says the Gemara, lo, tzricha. The case of our mission is the following. The Amra le, she said to shliach, hiskabel li gita b'mesom mechasya, accept my get in the city of Mesom Mechasya, v'zimnin d'mishkachas le b'bavel. But she also adds that there are times that he's also found in Bavel. V'achi kamrele. And this is what the woman is saying. Mishkal, in regards to taking for me the get, kol hecha d'mishkachas le shaklamine, wherever you find it, find him, take it from him. So in that particular case, then gita lohavi, then the get doesn't take effect, ademotis l'misa mechasya, that the get doesn't take effect until it reaches misa mechasya. In other words, in a case in where she mentions both misa mechasya as being the ikar place and then bavel, so then the halacha is that if she accepts the get in bavel, then she's saying that she wants the gerushin to take effect up until Mesam Mechatzia. Not that he can't be Mekabel in Bavel, but rather that she doesn't want the get to take effect Mesam Mechatzia. However, the case in the Mishnah above, which says that she could never be divorced, in a case of where she told the shliach to be Mekabel in place X and she was Mekabel in place Y, that's a case where she says that the husband is always in place X, and then if she accepts it in place Y, she won't be divorced. Beis Hashem, we will continue this evening from the top of Samachem Beis, Rebbe Lezer Oser Miyad. The Gemara continues two lines from the top on Samach Heyam Beis. We had learned in our Mishnah that if a woman says, Hiskabel Ligiti B'makom Ploni, if a woman asks that the shliach accept the get in a particular place, Rebbe Eliezer is Oser Miyad. Rebbe Eliezer says that we don't wait till the get reaches that place, but she is Oser Miyad once she appointed the Shliach LeKabbalah, she's Oser Truma. So Truma asks the Gemara two lines from top of Samachem Beis, Pshita, it's Pashut, to Amare Mokum Hilo. Rashi explains on the top of the Amud, that Rabbi Eliezer already in the previous Mishnah, we had two Mishnahs on Samachem and Alf. Rabbi Eliezer already previously in the Mishnah had said that whenever a woman appoints a Shliach LeKabbalah, if she designates a place, it's just Maramakum Eloi, because we explained in the Gemara that she doesn't have any control over the Gerushin, and Gerushin could be done Bal Karcha. Answers the Gemara, lo, tzricha, we need this particular case, the Amra le, that she said to the Shliach Zilla Mizrach, the Asya b'Mizrach. She said specifically go to the east, because her husband is going to be the east, and he doesn't listen to her, v'kazal amarif. Mao the same, I would have thought that maybe when do we say Maramokom Eloi, that's only if she doesn't go, the Shliach doesn't go to that exact city. However, that when it comes to Mal Desema B'mayriv Halesa, but if she said to the east, then clearly she didn't want him to go to the west. And more than that, it's not likely that the Baal is going to be in the west, and therefore she should be mutter to Truma. Take a look at Rashi, Mal Desema, on the last wide line on the top of Samachem Beis. Mal Desema Lo Techsar Miyad. That she shouldn't, lo titzar, excuse me, miyat, she shouldn't be usher immediately. That we don't have to be choshesh that the Baal is going to be there altogether. She thinks that he's in the east. Says the Gemara, however, kamash malon, the chidush is, dilma bahadi de kazel, megas goyis. That nevertheless, maybe along his way, the shliach bumps into him, v'yav ligite, we have to be choshesh that the get was given. Ha'omer l'shlucha, the Gemara now gives us another case of shlichos, which actually is at first glance, dependent on the machlokis or ablozer and the chachamim of mare makom, but is not a case of gittin. Again, we had a machlokis between the chachamim and Rebbe Elazar if when the woman says that the shliach should get the get in a particular place, is that a halachically binding condition of the shlichus, or is she just giving him a mare makom? Similarly, says the Halakha Gemara, ha'imer l'shluchei arav li bitmarim. Someone says to a shliach, Reuven says to Shimon, you know what? I would like you to make for me an Erev Tchumen, that I want to be able to walk out of my city 2,000 Amis. Arev li bitmarim, I want you to do it with dates. V'erev lo bigrogeris. And instead of doing it with dates, he does it with dried out figs. Bigrogeris, or vice versa, he asks him to do it with figs. V'erev lo bitmarim. So there are two different opinions. Tani chada eruv erev. One opinion says the erev is still a valid erev. At the end of the day, a kosher erev tchumen was made, because an erev tchumen, you just need a sizable amount of food, and it doesn't matter what type of food, either one of those foods will be acceptable. And therefore, it doesn't matter that the shliach didn't do it exactly the way he was instructed. V'tani yidach, and we learn that a brother of Braisa ain eruv erev. There's another opinion that says the erev is not valid. So at first glance, there seem to be two contradictory brises. Amar Rabba Loikasha Harabban Harabba Lazar. It works out beautifully if we plug it in, claims Rabba, to the Machlokas Rabban Rabba Lazar. Explains Rabba. Ha Rabbanon de Amri Kpeda. If we follow the sheet of the Rabbanon, that we say that when someone says something, they mean to be makbid, to get divorced there and not somewhere else. So too. If the person said grogeris, they meant specifically grogeris, not to einim. And therefore it won't work, according to the second braisa. Rabbi Elazar is more relaxed about it, at least when it comes to an isha, he's more relaxed about it. And he says that she doesn't mean dafka, that the divorce has to take place in this area, but she's suggesting where the shliach could find her husband. So too over here, when it comes to Erev, he's suggesting, the Baal Bais is suggesting to give from the dates, but not insisting that it must be given from the dates. Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef has another take on this. Hava Rabbanan. Even the Rabbanan, who normally our makom comes to get, will say that in this case it's going to be acceptable, according to one Braisa, to use the dates. And the reason is, Kan b'shaloi, kan b'shal chaveroi. The only time, says Rashi in Dibar HaMaskal HaRabbanan, is in regards to the Isha, because there, the woman feels strongly that she wants the Gerushin to take place in a particular way. However, if the fellow, the Shliach, is going to use his own fruits, then the Baal HaBayis is not going to care which fruits he takes. Similarly, our Gemara is talking about a similar type of case, where the Shliach is taking either of the two from the Mishaleach. In other words, the Mishaleach says, take my fruit. So he really would not care whether he takes Grogros or Te'enim. However, the case in which it doesn't work is where Reuven sends Shimon the Shliach to take from Levi, and Reuven only has the Rishus to take Levi's Te'enim and not the Grogros. If Shimon takes Levi's grogeris, then that is going to be problematic. Amalei Abaye. Abaye asks on Rav Yosef's pshat, Ve'elo adesanya, what about this case? Omer l'shlucha. Someone says to a shliach, again, Hilchos Erevin, Arev li b'migdol, put the Erev Tchumen into a chest. V'irev lo b'shovach. And he doesn't put it in a box and a chest. He puts in a dove coat where birds are. B'shovach v'irev lo b'migdol. V'tanya chadei ruvei erev, v'tanya idach eini ruvei erev. There's a machlokes also whether in such a case it's going to work. Asks Abaye, hasam over there, how could you use the previous construct that you used before? Mai shaloi v'shel chaveiro ika. You wanted to say that the machlokes of whether the fellow, the Mishaleach, wants the shliach to put it that
in that area has nothing to do with his akpada. It has to do with the case of Shlova Shel Chavero. But here it sounds like it's an issue of kapada. Says the Gemara, Hasam Nami Ika Piri de Migdal U Piri de Shovach. There it was a case in which there were fruits in both the Migdal, in the Shovach. He was telling him to take for the Erev, not where to place the Erev, but to take fruits that were in the Migdal or in the Shovach, and that's going to depend on whether the fruits are the Mishaleachs or it belongs to Levi. Then in such a case, Levi only gave permission to Reuven for one and not for the other, as the Gemara had delineated previously. We begin a new Mishnah, Aimer Kisvu Get Utnu Leishti. If the husband says, write a get and give it to my wife. Kisvu Igeres Vitnula. Or he says, write her a letter and give it to her. Now, here we have an interesting chiddush, that a get is also called a letter. Why? Even though the Torah says, V'chosav la sefer krisus, it needs to be a sefer. Rashi and Menachos, by the way, in Lamed Beis and Megbeis, go so far as to say that since it's called a sefer, it requires sirtut, lines, just like a sefer Torah requires lines, like the sugya sirtut we had on Vav Amud Beis. Nevertheless, over here, we're not talking about that igeris, we're talking about something else. That Rashi says in the end of Dibur Haskel Kasu Igeres that part of the get says Vadonte Avilech Minoy Sefer Tiruchin V'Igeres Shvukin. It's spoken about. It describes itself. The get describes itself as a sefer of divorce and a letter of separation. So that's why Igeres is also acceptable. Hare Elu Yichtuvu V'Yitnu. What happens if he uses a different lashon? Patrua Parnesua. If he says, make her potter, make her exempt, or support her, oase la kinimus, or make her like a law. Now that law, Rashi points out, could be the law of get, which would be acceptable, or the law of support, his requirement to support her. So then, in such a case, it's not clear. Asa la karoi, do to her as appropriate. Well, what is appropriate? Lo amar klum. It's vague, it doesn't qualify as language of divorce. Tana Rabbanan. The Rabbanan taught, Shalchua, Shivkua, Tirchua, Hare Elu Yichtavu V'Yitnu. Send her away, let her go, separate. Those are all the Shonos of Gerishin. Patrua, Exemptor, Panasua, Supporter, Asal, Knimus, Asal, Karoi, Lo, Merklum, as we mentioned above. Tanya, Rebbe Nasan Omer, Patrua, Dvarav, Kanyamin. If he says, Patrua, then that is a command. That's a Lashon Tzivui. In Digduk, that's called a Binyan Dogush, or the Lashon of Piel. However, if he says Pitrua, so that's called the Binyan Kal. And that would be the Lashon of Lashon Rifui, and that is from the Lashon of Ptur and Chova. In other words, Patrua is a lashon to get rid of her, and pitrua means to exempt. Get rid of her is the appropriate lashon. To exempt her is not. Amar Rava, Rabbi Nasan de Bavla, who? V'diyek ben pitrua lipatrua. Rabbi Nasan, when he went up to Bavla, so there they would speak both in lashon of Kodesh as well as in lashon of Bavla. He made the distinction between pitrua and patrua. However, Tana Diban de Bar Eretz Yisrael Lodiek. But the our Tana, who was a Bar Eretz Yisrael, he didn't make such a distinction. Because in Lashon Kodesh, whether it's a Lashon Rifur or a Lashon Dogesh, so then in such case, a Lashon Ptura Chova, and therefore it doesn't have any halachic significance. Rashi explains two lines into the wide that if Rabbi Nasan, who spoke both Lashon Kodesh and Aramis, so then you would use the word Patrua, which would be the Lashon of Arami, which is the Lashon Get, and Pitrua would be Lashon Ivri, Lashon Kodesh, and that would be the Lashon of Ptur. However, if you only spoke Lashon Kodesh, both of them would have the Lashon of Ptur. Ibailu, the Gemara has a few more Lashonos that wants us to get through. Hotziu Amahu. If he says, take her out, azvua mahu, let her get lost. Hitirua mahu, untie her. Hinichua mahu, let her go. Ho'ilu la, help her out. Mahu, asalaka does, do like the appropriate halacha. Mahu. So the Gemara has sfeikas. Pshot miyachada, we could assume one halacha, desanya, asla kedas, asla kenimus, asla karoi law merklum. If he says kedas, or follow the law, or do the appropriate thing, it's not clear what that means, and therefore, there won't be a gerushin. Ezras Hashem Yisparech, we're going to pick up Daf Samach Vav with the new Mishnah, Barishana hayo omrim hayotze bekolar. We were Zocha Be'ezra Hashem to learn today Rava's summary of Tsrar Vizoko Evezanoto and the Gimel Midos Bekatan. We also spoke about the halachos of Harama of Meiser Sheni and whether a Katan will be able to do Pidyon for Meiser Sheni. We discussed a Ketana when she says Hiskabali Giti, the Mishnah tells us it's not binding. We had a machlokas between Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim. When a woman appoints a Shliach, is her Lashon absolute, or is it simply a Maramakom? The Gemara points out that Shaila of whether it's a Maramakom or not also applies to Erevin. And finally, the Mishnayis and the Gemaras gave us Lashonos that are clearly a directive of the husband for Gerushin, and others that are vague, and therefore cannot be a Lashon of instruction for divorce. This Be'ezra Hashem concludes Daf Samachei in Maseches Gittin.